Alrighty, the hour is upon us. The final episode. This is Ethan,
Claire,
Mary,
Steen,
Sophie,
and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My hands are like clammy.
Mine are too.
I'm so excited. This is so much fun. Okay. All right. Let's do the name game. Name and things about you. Go.
I'm Claire. And I live at 152 Curtis Street.
You just doxed yourself. You just doxed yourself on it.
I thought we could all be like, I'm married. We all live in the same house.
No, we don't live with her.
No, they don't live with her. No, they definitely live separately. She's the only one that lives there. Okay.
I like raccoons.
She likes raccoons, and we don't know her address. Okay, do we want to keep going with introductions, or are you guys going to say your social security numbers?
I think we call it there.
We call it there? Yeah, you think we're going to call it there? Yeah, I think we call it there.
My social security is too...
No. I'm cutting your mic. I'm literally going to cut your mic. That is strike one, and there are only two strikes. Okay, all right, I'm not risking it anymore. Introduce your first song.
Our first song is called All My Dogs, and I picked this song because it was playing randomly, and Ethan goes, oh my God, I know what this song samples. And he was right.
And I was right. And it's also funny because All My Dogs are in the studio right now.
And we don't live in the same house.
You don't live in the same house.
No, we do not.
All right. Before any more people get doxxed, this is All My Dogs by Sam Truth, provided by Claire Bolash on Free Samples. Thank you for tuning in.
About me, I'll be in heaven with all my dogs, and we can howl at the moon for no reason. With a big old smile, can you see it? I'ma call down, tell you how I'm feeling. Big boy, I'll be fine, just believe it. And if you need me, I shoot a star down. Best believe me, I ain't coming down. And if you need me, I'll shoot a star down. Best believe me. Patch me up, I'm healing. I got stars from my ceiling. All good vibes, no demons. And we can rule the whole world like we need it. I'm feeling. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with this feeling. And I'm never coming back, not once. Now I'm living with meaning. If you need me, I shoot a star down. Best believe me, I ain't coming down. If you need me, I'll shoot a star down. Best believe me, I ain't coming down.
If I die tonight,
ain't no need to cry. Maybe write a song about me, I'll be in heaven with all my dogs, and we can howl at the moon for no reason. With a big old smile, can you see it? I'ma call down, tell you how I'm feeling. Big boy, I'll be fine, just believe it.
Time.
We're back, like we never left. Claire, you've lost speaking privileges, so we're gonna
move on. I would like them back.
We're gonna move on.
That was Buzzcut Season by Lorde, and it makes me think of a nightmare I had where Ethan took his hat off and he had a bleached blonde buzz cut.
You told me about this.
It was at my birthday party.
That would have been a test. If
I
you
cried.
If you would have stuck around after I
would
bleached blonde my hair, yeah.
So our next song is Pink and White, which is a song by Frank Ocean, but this time it's covered by Remy Wolf, who I like.
All right. This is the Remy Wolf cover of Pink and White, live at the Electric. Oh, my God. This is one of her recent performances. This is like a 2022 cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. This is a great pick. Okay. This is Pink and White, originally done by Frank Ocean, but this time around it is done by Remy Wolf on Free Samples.
That's the way every day goes. Every time we got no control. If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Now my head, don't close my eyes. Half it's the same way you showed me. Showed me.
That was music on the radio.
That was music.
That was music on the radio, brought to you by the radio.
The radio brings you Mary on the radio.
Hello.
Hello.
So, the next song is Who Am I But Someone by Kate Bollinger. And it is probably my favorite song of 2022, even though it was not my number one song.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I going to, like, expose you as having questionable taste if I ask what your number one song was?
No, it's actually the next song that
really?
I have on here.
Oh, that's such a win. Okay, well,
which is
you guys,
also a good song.
Well, you guys get a Mary exclusive. Her
not
number
the box.
One. Her number
not
one. Jeez. Oh, oh my God. I was like, not the box. What does she mean?
That is my necessary detail. The box is my number one song of 2020.
Wow. 2020 was a low.
Please cancel me for that.
Yeah, you're out of here. All right. Well, here is "Who Am I But Someone" by Kate Bollinger, and if we have time. We're not playing the box.
To start out and finish in the place I came from. Wait, who am I but someone who will resign to the comfort who I own?
hugging, kiss on a cheek, or loving just like we in history, and when there's no meaning to legacy, I'll still play these songs just for me, for me. You play the Strokes again. Again, rooms burn beyond saving. Burn bridges might as well. 'Cause in 5 years I'll be dead.
What song is that?
That was Might As Well by Fran Vasili.
Why are you... I don't know
how to say his last name.
I mean,
but anyway,
I see it's a it scene with effort. A little guy jumping off of it.
It could be Vasili.
I think it's a ch. Is it a Vasili. Ch sound?
I have no idea.
I think
no,
so. Because
it
was a tennis player and it was last name Cilic, and he spells it like that, I think.
Is it French? I don't know. Sounds actually French. That sounds kind of French.
Yeah, I think it's French.
Wait, what's the expression? It's all French to me?
Yeah. But...
Mm. Right? See?
So
that was
true.
Good.
It is
top tier wit.
But I didn't think it was French either.
I've never seen that letter in the French alphabet.
I think
it's like...
You multilinguist, you.
It's not Greek. I can say that.
All right,
can
I check, check.
It's all Greek to me.
It's... Yeah. We've already... Okay, see, like, I'm going to talk to you after the show about
Eastern
recycling
European.
Jokes.
That's what I was thinking.
Because I'm not
like
going to stand for that.
Like, I don't know. Anyway,
I'm
that was my number one song.
Number one song. That was a good song. It was very, very, like visceral.
Yeah.
Like, it was. That was a good song. Okay. I just... Great final song on your part. 10 out of 10. All right, you do the shtick.
My next song was kind of just... I just added it in there because I really like it right now, but it's Kill Bill by SZA.
I'll be honest. I'm waiting to listen to this album all the way through until I'm on the plane home.
Vasilik is Serbian.
Thank you.
Nice.
Nice. Here's Kill Bill by SZA. All right, that was Kill Bill by SZA off of her album that I have not listened to yet. And the second most man of the hour, Jack Steen, will be blessing our ear holes with his That would be correct. Yes, you're coming through. Slow and steady wins the race. All right.
We got a little PSA to start.
Oh, do we now?
Yeah, we do have a little PSA. All right,
let me take it away.
PSA.
Take it away, Steen.
All right, everyone. So, when you're visiting a national forest, seeing a bear can be a real thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn real deadly real quick. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products, such as toothpaste, in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or way high up in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/NFSNC. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. We care about bears and you as well.
If there's a bear listening, that'd be meta. Could you imagine? We care about bears and you as well.
Yeah, they would like that too.
I think they'd like that a lot. Well, no, they'd honestly be bummed because they're putting all our food in places we can't reach and trash cans and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
They'd be bummed.
Unless you're a two trip, then we really don't bear bag that well.
The truth comes out.
The truth comes out, I suppose.
Sophie's nodding.
I nod.
She nods. If anyone was wondering, she nods. All right. Well, bless our ear holes a little more. Take it away with this this next song that we got on cue.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
well,
man.
Well, first I feel like I have to introduce myself.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't spoken
please.
That much yet.
I'm jumping ahead of myself. Please.
I'm Steen. An important fact about me to know is that I have been walked in on.
It's an important note. Really, really, really important part of my character that just has to be addressed first things first.
Get it off your chest, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Do it. Get it. Do what you need to do.
Tell the story. Tell the whole story to everyone.
Do not
tell the
story. No story.
I want to keep my show. Yeah, do not tell the story.
There's absolutely no story that's going to be going on here. But anyway, for my first song, it is a French song. Do I speak French? No. But I really like the
song. Wait, no, I already made that joke.
Yes.
Recycle it.
It's all French to me. It's all French to me.
Yeah, so the as an American, you'd say, ton entière vie.
Sure.
Close.
Did you look that up before the show to know how to say it?
Sophie, help me.
Sophie is
our French expert here, so I'm just going to kick it to her real quick.
Yeah, I'm just going to pretend to be the, like, a really pretentious person that just came back from abroad.
From study abroad.
And you pronounce it ton autre vie.
Oui.
Oui.
Oui. Oui.
All right. We good to take it away?
Oh, yeah.
You got it all off your chest?
Yep. Yeah,
all right. Absolutely. This is the thing that they said on Free Samples. Thank you. That was the thing that they said before that I'm not even going to attempt by Lord Huron. Oh, I didn't know it was a Lord Huron song. Right.
Of course,
those of you
course.
Who don't know, I think, was he your number one for Spotify?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. What top 0.0 what percent?
Yeah, he's a liar.
He has been in my top 0.005%.
Bet. Yeah. Okay.
Your real top? This year.
This year is Luke Combs, country music artist.
That's fair. Hey, we welcome all flavors of bad music in WMFO. We don't discriminate.
This is true.
All. I'm just kidding.
Bad music, okay.
Bad, no. I like Luke Combs.
It's culture music.
It is. You were, dude, you were batting 400 until that statement. All right, take it away. You know what? Take it away. Next song. Go All for right, it.
Absolutely. So for my next song, we're going to be taking it back to English, and we are going to be listening to And It's Still All Right, a song by Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. This version was sung live at Red Rocks, the famous amphitheater out in Morrison, Colorado, I believe. And this one's absolutely beautiful. A lot of heart, a lot of hustle. I'm excited to show it with you all.
Someone studied. Someone read the syllabus. Someone read the goddamn syllabus. All right. Well, it is in Colorado. You're out, I think. Probably. Yeah. I'm going to take your word for it. You said that was so much. I will follow you to the ends of the earth with that zeal in your voice. All right. This is And It's Still All Right by Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats.
That's correct.
What a terrible band name, but I hope it's a great song. All right. Free samples.
It ain't all right, the hardness of my head. I close your eyes, spin around, say hard times that you could find and you'd do as you want. But it's still all right. Late at night, you lay around wondering, they're counting all the lines. It ain't so funny now. Say, times are hard, you get this far, but ain't do it you want. I'll be damned if this old man don't start to count his losses. But it's still all right. See, you learn a lot out there. All the scorch and burn. Only have to bury your friends. And then you find it gets worse. You're standing out on a ledge with no way to get down. You stop praying for wings to grow. Oh, baby, just let go. I don't know. I ate a night to think about you.
remembering all the times that you pointed out, say, glass is clear, but all this fear starts leaving a mark. Idle hands, all that stands from your time in the dark. But it's still alright.
That was Sweating in the Nighttime by Nathaniel Ratcliffe. What was it? What is it actually?
It was actually And It's Still All Right by Nathaniel Ratcliffe and the Night Sweats.
And It's Still All Right. And it is, isn't it?
Is it?
It's still all right.
We almost got blown up fourth day, but you know what? And it's still all right. It's at the end of the day. We got the all clear day after day. We're chugging through it. All right. Well, our next victim is, you know what? You take it away. Take it away.
Hey, I'm Sophie. I'm going to play the next few songs, but I think it's important that everyone know an unnecessary detail about myself, like you've learned about everyone else. And I'll just say, hey, I could be down with eating boogers. And I think that's all right. There's no judgment around.
She can be
is
down.
Is it all right?
She can, and it's all, wait, what is it? And it's
still
always
all right.
And still always.
And it's still all right.
And it's still all right. She can
is
eat.
It still all right?
Well, not if
personally,
you're eating boogers.
Yeah, and I got, I'll leave it there.
No need for elaboration.
The next song we're going to listen to is Seven by Men I Trust.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a dear, sweet song to me from my dear friend, who I haven't seen in many years, and I think of her.
Aw. All right. Well, friend, this is for you. This is Seven by Men I Trust.
Thank you.
That was...
Seven by Men I Trust. Thanks for listening, friends.
Yeah, of course. I'm assuming that I'm your friend.
Certainly. As are most people, I would say.
Really?
Yeah. The next nice. Song we got on is I Miss That Whip by Anderson .Paak. Also okay if you say Anderson .Paak. We accept that here.
I thought you weren't going to bring it up.
Only guys, she was stressing a lot. That.
She was like, guys, I don't know which way to say it. We were like, I don't think it.
I would say not stressed, but more inquisitive.
Aggressively inquisitive.
Like the Spanish Inquisition inquisitive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's aggressive that's for sure.
Jesus. Yeah, that inquisitive. Okay. Anything else about pronunciation, or should we just get right into it, or...
Well, I especially like the lyric about the train station.
You want to give us a few bars?
No, you'll catch it in the song.
I will?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then let's hear that song. I Miss That Whip by Anderson.
Yeah.
Last name. Yeah.
So one bit, maybe a little bit. Some days I think about it, but I get over it real quick. It's too late to make amends. We can never be friends. I'll miss a one bit. I miss that whip. Damn, that whip. I miss that whip. That whip, that whip, that whip. I miss that whip. Look, she used to school me from the train station. Have a smoothie in the rainy moon. Pre-roll J wait. She didn't care about the reach from the Long Beach to Long Beach.
I really do, yeah. Take it away!
Next song is called Mother Nature's Bitch by OK Kaya.
You don't have to look at me for permission. You know that if it's part of a song, you can say this. You can say the cuss word.
I looked at you afterwards, and in the face of...
Ha! You said that. I said a swear word on the radio.
I'm a bad kid. Someone put me in jail. Don't, please.
Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about that. I don't think anyone's going to kick the door down.
No, well, yeah, it seems like there's not a lot of reason lately to kick the door down.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's keep this moving. Let's keep this moving, please. Thank you.
This is my top song for the year.
Oh, that's it. All right, here's Mother Nature's Bitch. All right. Well, they got through all their music already. Sorry about that. Now it's time for the good stuff. No, I'm just kidding. Though you guys, honestly, it's always so humbling when I hear how much better my friends' music tastes are than my own. Thank you guys so very much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having
us.
Thanks,
Ethan.
Of course, of course.
Thanks, Ethan.
Of course, of course. I wanted to...
Yeah, good time.
This is the penultimate song, but it's like the last song-ish. You'll understand later. This song is all about starting fresh. And I picked it because you guys are hitting the road very soon. And you guys are going to be starting fresh across the pond. And I'm going to miss you all very, very much. And I really don't want to cry on the radio station. So we're going to keep this shit chugging. I love you all very much. I know. It's for a worthwhile cause. I love you all very much. Do you guys want to give your names one more time? Because we're likely not going to have time to do it again before we have to do the wrap up. Actually, no. We'll do it. We'll do the sign off at the end of the show. Does that sound good?
Sweet.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, the reason why I picked this song is because Phoebe Bridgers actually went back and sampled sounds from her old neighborhood and the house that she lived on Scott Street. This is Scott Street by Phoebe Bridgers. On Free Samples.
Walking Scott Street, feeling like a stranger. With an open heart, open container. I've got a stack of mail and a Tolkien. It's a shower, beer, it's a payment plan. There's helicopters over my head. Every night when I go to bed, spending money and I earned it. she got her degree. And I said that makes me feel old. You said, what does that make me? I